Have you ever wished you could turn back time? Oh, there are days I think about loved ones that have gone on to be with the Lord, and I so wish I could see them again. Just one more conversation, one more hug, one more laugh would be so amazing. In movies, the idea of time travel and other dimensions of time can be put on full display for us, so we get somewhat of a glimpse into how it could be. Still, even in the movies, when you begin messing around with time and disrupting what was meant to be, things start unraveling quickly, throwing the universe into chaos. Thankfully, movie magic is only for our imaginations. God is not the author of confusion, as my mama always says, quoting 1 Corinthians 14:33. He is a God of order and design. Just look around. Nothing is by accident. Understanding and believing that truth helps us grasp that there is, in fact, a time for everything, because there is one who holds it all, and everything has a season and a purpose. We're walking through the first 8 verses of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 this month. We're seeing the beauty in the rhythms and seasons God designed both for this world and for our lives. Time is a gift and should be spent wisely. Let's look at our focus for today, Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 3. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build. Today we're focusing on verse 3. There's a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build. Wait a minute, Lori, if there is a time to kill, then why did God say, thou shalt not kill in Numbers 35:33? The command given by God to not kill in the Ten Commandments is in the context of unlawful killing. The unjustified taking of any life falls into that category and is against God's law. Here in Ecclesiastes 3, King Solomon has been looking at the impact of time on our physical bodies in a way. There's a time to be born, a time to die, and now a time to kill and a time to heal. Hate, war, and evil are a very real part of this fallen world. Solomon also knew well the Jewish laws related to capital punishment. And so in that context, a time to kill is yet another look into how often this life may unfortunately come to an end. On the beautiful other side of that, time is healing. Even in the darkest of moments, the deepest pits of pain and loss, beauty rises from the ashes. Healing comes as God's mercy and grace are new every morning and in each new season. There is time to tear down and a time to build. King Solomon built the temple in Jerusalem, and I love how he knew it was time. 1 Kings 5:3. You know that because of the wars waged against my father David from all sides, he could not build a temple for the name of the Lord, his God, until the Lord put his enemies under his feet. But now the Lord, my God, has given me rest on every side, and there is no adversary or disaster. I intend, therefore, to build a temple for the name of the Lord, my God, as the Lord told my father David when he said, your son, whom I will put on the throne in your place, will build the temple for my name. Solomon had favor from his father and all the surrounding nations. Israel was in a season of peace and rest. It was time. Solomon got to work building. God provided all the resources needed. David probably would have loved to build the temple. It wasn't his job to do. God had that task set for Solomon, his time, his plan. Is it a time for healing? Maybe it's time to kill or put to death the sin in your life that is entangling your heart. What could we tear down? Idols we've put in place of God? Maybe you're in a season of rest and it's time to move and build something God has placed in your heart. Move in obedience to what God is calling you to do. It's time. That's the truth. Next time, we'll look at some feelings, emotions, and how expressing them all at the right time is good for the soul. I'm Lori Klein.